Oh, hi.
Hi,
hey,
Dave.
How are you?
Hi.
Here we go.
Here comes the party.
It's Friday.
That's our little Friday fun guy right there. And yeah, it is.
It's a little moist out there.
It is a little moist out there. And just as predicted, Friday, kind of a rain day. Now, it should be out of here within the next couple of hours.
Right now, it's 42 and cloudy downtown.
Shaboozy this morning. Happy Friday. Y'all get a little tipsy in our own way, right, when it's Friday?
Yeah.
I feel a little tipsy right now. In fact, I ought to probably go home and go to bed. It is fun, isn't it? It's nice to say the F word on the radio. Good old Friday.
Is it Friday already?
I'm bringing the party to you.
Now let's dance!
Yep. Happy Friday to all y'all. It is a little bit of a wet one here this morning, so leave a schmidge or two extra time when you head out, just so you're not kind of hitting any rain buildup on the roads this morning. Today, it is World Press Freedom Day. And also, it is Public Radio Day.
Oh, nice.
PRD, I call it.
PRD, again.
Public Radio Day.
Yeah.
Paramount Day. And now, I don't know, Paramount, or wait, did I say Paramount or Paranormal?
You said Paramount.
I must be thinking of my...
I'm like, wow, it's a really important day.
Must be thinking of my subscription services. They've been a little bit on my mind here. No, it's National Paranormal Day. Now, I don't know if you've ever seen any kind of like a ghostly paranormal type of thing. Some people have. Some people see stuff and keep it to themselves. You know, they, you know, some people write books about it. But Paranormal Day today.
It is National Two Different Colored Shoes Day today.
I may or may not have done that on accident.
it is just to celebrate uniqueness, your uniqueness, and put it on display.
Hmm. Hey, I wish we could. No, well, it is going to be Sunday, what I mean by Sunday on Friday, it's going to be sun. It is Sun Day, a day to celebrate the sun. Go out, soak it in. We will. I know we're starting out a little on the moist side here this morning, but by later on this afternoon, you'll see some sun come in here.
Tomorrow's supposed to be good, right?
Yeah, really good.
And then we have another round of spring rains.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of on again, off again thing. Wordsmith Day. Now, that is a day to celebrate great writers, past, present, future. And this is my favorite, and I almost did this one here. It's National No Pants Day.
I'm glad you changed your mind.
This is a good day to wear shorts, skirts, or just nothing at all. National No Pants Day.
Wait till you get home, Dave.
All right. I'll wait till the celebration begins. However, I will be wearing pants at Strong VW.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be there later today.
So thank goodness I won't be pantless there. However, you know, I would almost consider, if you wanted to buy a car, maybe...
You'd do anything to make a deal?
dropping the old pants there just to stand in my underwear. So that would be... and now look, the Kentucky Derby is tomorrow. Put on your best hat, grab a mint julep, and root for your favorite horse or jockey. You know, thing about that is that this is the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. And for 150th straight year...
A horse will win. Yes.
You're so used to that joke that you know how to even finish it for me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sunday, Cinco de Mayo. Which is May 5th, which, if you don't know, is Spanish for St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Just another reason to drink on up here. It is kind of a day filled with, traditionally and somewhat a lot of beer and Mexican food. It's not to be confused with Cinco de Mayo, which is observed the following morning if you have had plenty of Mexican food. No, it's a big celebration coming up this weekend, so I hope you have a chance to... I think we've covered a few things, haven't we?
Yeah.
That's about it. I think we have some.
Don't forget, tomorrow is Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
Yes.
Yes.
So make sure you say that tomorrow a few times.
We all get to have a lisp just for a little bit tomorrow, May the 4th. And May the 4th be with you today as we give away a lot of cash again. $250 four times a day. And we're only, a short 48 minutes away from announcing the instant cash song of the day coming up here at 7 o'clock. Then in the 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours when you hear that song play, you just start your dialing as fast as you can, and you win the $250. It's $1,000 a day, and we are just pulling out all the stops, too. You can win as many times as you can possibly start your fingers dialing and get through, and that's how much we love you.
Also, we have For King or Kenny coming up in the 8 a.m. hour. When you hear the cue to call, be caller Z, and you can choose between seeing the King, George Strait, June 29th at Rice Eccles, or Kenny Chesney, July 16th at America First Field.
Cool. Jason Aldean, let your boys be country. Let them get out there and get in a little bit of mud today because we are getting some rain here overnight. Last night, this morning, a little bit of sunshine on the way, though, and a nice Saturday for us ahead. Now, if you want to safely take a look at your dashboard right now and see if your check engine light is on. Most people know if their check engine light is on.
Now,
I have two vehicles.
Does it bug you?
Not anymore. Not after that. So many years. I have my...
Do you put electrical tape over it so you can't see it?
I should. But, you know, at one point I did on the Escape. And then now I just... they'll reset it. It'll probably be good for a couple weeks. And then it comes back on. And same thing with my truck. And both of which are year 2005 and...
So how long has your check engine light been on?
Oh, gosh.
Years?
Yeah. Yeah, a couple years.
Do you know
years.
What the problem is?
They always go in and they will like, well, we're just checking it out. I don't see anything, you know, that's showing up. And they clear the thing and then it comes back on, you know, some kind of.
But it runs just fine.
It runs fine, you know, and I just let it roll. But, you know, a lot of people, that, you know, we're all on a tight budget these days. I mean, I know that everything is going up and. Our salary is usually not going up in some people's cases, and we're having to pay more for gas and more for food. So it's really challenging when unexpected expenses come along with your car.
The worst is car repairs. The average American admits they ignore their check engine light for 4 months before addressing it. 20% will even put it off longer, between 6 and 18 months.
Yeah, that's about where I sit. Now, of course, delaying it can also make it worse. 35% of the people have regretted putting car care off. And the reasons are problem expanding, becoming more expensive, emotional stress that they've endured, and even experiencing a roadside emergency. All of these can result in something a little more serious.
Now, when asked which car repairs stress people out the most, problems with the engine were number one. Issues with the brakes were next, followed by problems with the fuel system, the exhaust system, the tires, and the AC or heat.
Now, the average person spends $438 on car maintenance every year, which, well, I guess that's about right if you think about it. I was trying to think of all of the different things that we would do.
I probably pay that much just in oil changes.
Do you?
Yeah.
Where are you at? About $100 an oil change?
Something
somewhere
like
around
that,
there?
Yeah.
Four times a year and or every 5,000 miles. Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
So, and they also estimate that they've spent around $6,300 in total servicing their current car, which I easily can do that. However, I have appreciated Rocky's Tire Pros coming to my rescue every time something breaks down. It's so funny because every time I call up Rocky, he'll be like, he knows what's coming. So which one is, he'll be like, might as well just answer the phone and go, which one is it today?
This is Rocky. Titan
is it,
again?
Is it the Escape or the Titan? Well, I've got AAA bringing down this car this time, so watch for it if you can. And they always jump on it and take care of it. They're so awesome. So there you go. Don't put your check engine light off. Don't be a Dave. Maybe try to be a little more on top of it, find out what the issue is. And that's probably what I need to do, is just see if they can't narrow it down. I think a lot of it has to do with some kind of little you know, some kind of a stupid thing like an exhaust sensor or something. You know what I mean? Something.
Yeah.
You know, where you get a hole in the exhaust and it builds up into the cab and you can get carbon monoxide poisoning. Yeah, and then,
you do want to know about that, Dave. Then, that would be good to know.
Okay.
Passing out every time I go to the store.
what's that cologne you have on? Is that Ude Exhauste?
Yes.
All right, we're back. Time for the Pledge of Allegiance. Best part of the morning, at least we think so. And we hope you do as well. We hope you also have a chance to help us out. Number to call, 385-292. Oh, yeah, we forgot to sing it. 385-292-1043 is our number. Have a good day, neighbor. We want you to, that's our studio line. Of course, that's the same number that you would call to, you know, win a contest, stuff like that. And then you can also pre-record it. You go to our Z104 app. Oh, my gosh. My voice is unbelievable this morning. Go ahead.
You've been drinking milk? What have you been doing?
No. Same. I don't know what the... I think there's a Logie in the bottom of my ankle that has slowly worked its way up.
on the mobile app, you can go to the open mic section. You can send it to us there. You can email it to Dave and Deb at ksopcountry.com, and we'll put it on the air. Maybe you have a group that wants to do it in your office, or you just want to do it with your kids or whatever. Send it to us, and we'll put it on the air. We love doing the Pledge of Allegiance every morning.
Yep. And I love clearing my throat for the first hour and a half of getting on the air in the morning. It's so much fun. Good morning. Who is this?
Good morning, Dave and Deb. Stephanie from Riverton.
Stephanie from Riverton. How the heck are you?
Good morning. I'm good. It's Happy Friday.
Yeah, woo-hoo! Yay. It's Friday.
Now, do you have weekend plans?
Yes. We got some yucky news this week for a family member, so we're going to go visit them.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And thank you, and take care of just stuff around the house since it's going to be crappy weather.
Yeah.
Tomorrow it won't be, though. All right?
Right. Yep. Right. Tomorrow will be great.
Yes, it will. And we really appreciate you, Stephanie, calling in, helping us out with our pledge, and especially when you have kind of some cruddy stuff going on with some family members. Best of luck to you. And our thoughts go out to you as you struggle. You know, man, people have some things that they struggle with every day that we don't even realize. Yep. We could be rubbing shoulders with somebody who, you know, we have a bad day because somebody might cut us off on the road.
when there's real problems,
yeah, exactly. Yep. So, Steph.
You're right.
Yes, thank you so much for a great reminder, and we would love to have you go ahead.
Thank you so much, Dave and Deb. You guys are awesome. You rock our world every morning. And we're thankful to have some folks that keep us uplifted.
Oh, so sweet of you. Thank you. Means a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Traffic jam, staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune, one kid helps pay. Dream. came out here to be an actress. He was a singer in a band. They just might go back to Oklahoma and talk about the stars they could have been.
D on the Z. There you go. Brooks and Dunn. Only in America. Stephanie, thank you so much for helping us with our Pledge of Allegiance this morning, taking time out of your busy Friday morning to do so. If you maybe need to grab yourself a glass of orange juice to clear all the crud out of your throat, Tropicana actually would like to help couples planning to marry by having them decide this big question beforehand. You know what it is, right? Orange juice, is it pulp or no pulp?
Oh, I like pulp. Do you like pulp?
I do like pulp.
I do like
Before
it.
Before I name you man and wife, do you, Jenny, have a preference of pulp or no pulp?
No pulp.
And Glenn?
No pulp.
Oh, good!
Yes, and what about the toilet paper roll?
I'll say always hanging in the back like a mullet.
No, it should be hanging in front, always on the ready to be pulled.
Okay, you're one and one. And do you both agree there's more than one way to load a dishwasher?
Hey, if the stuff's in there, it's loaded right. Right, honey?
Well, there's a specific way I like things arranged. Like, you can get more in if you load it back to front.
Oh, boy.
And the silverware should be grouped together when you load.
Does it really matter?
That makes it easier to unload.
Maybe you two should live together for a while.
Well, then that would have just been living in sin if you did that, then. No, pulp or no pulp? Of course, I know those are kind of weird questions, obviously, because it was meant to be funny. However, I didn't know that that was a good way to describe the toilet roll, like mullet in the back.
I saw that the other day. It said, do you mullet or beard your toilet paper?
Yeah, that's a good way to do it. A good way of saying, is it over or under?
Yeah.
You know, does the toilet paper roll go over or under? I like pulp in my orange juice just because I feel like it gives it more flavor. I don't know. Maybe,
I like it,
maybe
too.
It's weird, but.
Terry Chase says, not me. I do not want to chew my breakfast drink. I love
you
pulp.
You can get some heavy pulp, I guess, if you know, but I really do. I lean a little bit more towards the pulp because I feel like in my brain it's saying, yeah, here's part of the orange. Go ahead and enjoy it. All right, that's our big survey. Deb and I are both pulpers. Lee, are you a pulp or no pulp?
Pulper.
Yeah.
Pulper. Oh. You got to get that fiber in there, people.
3 for 3.
Yeah.
There we go. So we were just talking about the, you know, things like the wedding questions and that little funny bit about pulp or no pulp. Coming up, we're going to find out couples are actually now revealing the weirdest wedding gifts that they've actually received. They've done a poll and taken a survey on this, and it's pretty interesting. Some of the weirdest wedding gifts that you've ever received. We are looking at mostly sunny by later on this afternoon. Hang in there for another hour or so. Then this rain will be out of here along the Wasatch Front. We'll be hitting a high today of 59 and high tomorrow of 78 and a lot of sunshine for tomorrow.
Right now it's 45, cloudy downtown.
As the world spins, according to Morgan Wallen, Spin You Around, his latest here on Z104. Now, it looks like he has waived his right to appear in his court date. I believe that was supposed to be today, right?
Yeah, the 3rd.
Yeah, today.
Yep.
So, kind of convenient for him. I guess he just said now he has a big court date, but he also has 3 big days there at the Bridgestone Arena. He is going to be performing, he performed last night, he'll perform tonight, and he'll perform again tomorrow night.
I know his attorney is going in his stead today to make the court appearance, which is, you know, you can totally do that. He's just not going to be there.
Oh, you got the inside scoop.
Well.
Obviously, because that doesn't psych. I didn't read that anywhere in this, and so you got a little inside scoop on that, baby. But, so I guess anyway, nobody wants to seem hungover in court, and they want to be, they want to be, have everything on the up and up. I don't know what y'all think about this, but do you think this is something? I mean, I know a lot of questions are being thrown out here. Does that mean he doesn't even have to show up? Does that mean he gets off scot-free? Does that mean he has to do community service hours? Well, I guess we'll find out. If his attorney's going to be present, it'd be nice, you know. Obviously, something's going to happen. I don't think they're going to be able to let him roll out of there scot-free.
His attorney, Warwick Robinson, will appear on his behalf. The court has formally waived Morgan Wallen's appearance on Friday, May 3rd, as his presence is not required to advance the case.
Huh.
So his attorney's going to go and appear and figure out what they're going to do, what they're going to pursue.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he realizes what he did was stupid. And thank goodness again that we always say this, but thank goodness it didn't hurt or kill anybody when he chucked the chair off the 6th floor of Eric Church's bar. Man, can you believe that this guy has been around for a lot of years?
Well, even the best fall down sometimes. Even the wrong words seem to rhyme.
Might recognize that song by Howie Day, Collide. That's how Morgan sort of got his start. He was on season 6 of The Voice. And this is the actual audition.
10 years ago.
Yeah, isn't that something?
Yeah.
And then Morgan had two chairs turn on him.
And then he threw one.
And then he threw one. So then you don't have to worry about the other one. There it is. It is time to announce the Instant Cash Song of the Day. A chance for you to win $1,000 a day right here from the radio station.
It is She Likes It by Russell Dickerson featuring Jake Scott. She Likes It is the song you're listening for. It will play for sure this hour, in the 10 a.m. hour, the 1 p.m. hour, and the 4 p.m. hour, each time worth $250 in cash. Not a national contest, so it's local winners. It's $1,000 a day going out the door here from Z104 with Z104's Instant Cash Song of the Day, She Likes It by Russell Dickerson.
All right, and you'll like it as well if you can fill your bank account up with cash. So keep it here. We also have a couple of other things going on for you. And as usual, we will do our Dump It or Dig It at 8:20 and Battle of the Sexes at 9:30. And then we also have King George or Kenny Chesney tickets. George Strait and Kenny Chesney, you have your chance to pick your ticks, King or Kenny. Just be caller Z when the cue to call runs in the 8, 11, 2, and 5 o'clock hours as well. And then you'll be able to head off to one of those concerts. Absolutely incredible. George Strait's coming with Chris Stapleton, A Little Big Town alone, you know. Kenny Chesney will also be an incredible show as well. He'll be there at America First Field. A lot of fun for you, and I hope I didn't confuse you. But again, the Instant Cast song of the day is She Likes It, Russell Dickerson.
It's gonna get funky, funky.
About to get all funky up in here. Happy Funky Friday, everybody. Jared Neiman and the Donkey Song, which we play every Friday morning. Coming up on Sunday, it is Cinco de Mayo.
Mexican Americans are named Chata and Chela and Chema and have a son in law named Jeff.
Oh, how true it is. Hey, I don't know about you guys, but I got this little story yesterday, and I just want to pass it on to you. And it was sort of weird that the two people that got married were actually Wi-Fi engineers. And so there were a couple of Wi-Fi engineers. This story came across. The wedding was okay, but the reception was amazing.
Oh, brother.
Hey, five things that you might not know about Cinco de Mayo. I don't know if you're going to have chips and salsa at your church meetings on Sunday. You know, maybe. Maybe
it,
not.
It is not Mexican Independence Day.
No, that's September 16th.
Yeah, according to a poll, 60% of Americans don't know why we celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Most think it's Mexican Independence Day, but it's not. Like Dave said, that is celebrated on September 16th.
Cinco de Mayo celebrates a victory over France. It celebrates Mexico's victory over the French at the Battle of Puebla in 1862.
Now, Cinco de Mayo, not a huge deal in Mexico.
Of course, but Americans.
May 5th is not widely celebrated in Mexico. Mexican Independence Day in September and Day of the Dead around Halloween are way bigger holidays.
It's also popular in the U.S. thanks in part to beer marketing. In the 1980s, Anheuser-Busch, Miller and Coors made a push to spin Cinco de Mayo as a Mexican St. Patrick's Day in order to sell more beer. Of course, leave it up to the Americans. Just give us a chance to just do something in celebration of something.
The top ways Americans celebrate Cinco de Mayo are eating Mexican food, drinking margaritas and beer, and celebrating Mexican culture. So however you do it this weekend, it sounds fun.
How about that? That'll be fun. And also, what did the pirate say on his 80th birthday?
A matey.
Coming up, we're going to be able to talk about some of these great wedding gifts that people have revealed. Some of the weirdest wedding gifts that people have revealed. What was the? Did you have anything weird?
I don't think.
Remember when you got married?
Yeah, it's been a while.
That one time.
I'm trying to think. I don't think so. I don't think we got anything super weird.
I mean, we all got. I think multiples.
Got multiple toasters. I think multiple can openers.
And multiple waffle irons. It seems like that was a big thing. And crock pots. Crock pots. It seems like you get multiples of those, which is kind of nice, because then what you do is you send out thank you notes to everybody who gave you such these nice little gifts, and you make these little notes and you send out that, and they never know if you took it back or not, and so you keep the nicest one, you keep the one that has the, you know, the bigger one, the one that is like a, what's a big crock pot, a 2 liter or something, a 2.0. Yeah,
one of those big A crock pots.
One of those little oval ones.
Yeah.
And then you take the other ones back.
We just put them in the downstairs or in the storage to give away at a later date.
You re-gift them.
Yeah.
Or if you're like me, you just go on Black Friday at Walmart, when you can buy a whole bunch of those things for $5. Little small crock pots, little waffle irons, things like that, where you can just stock up, and they make for great wedding gifts down the road. Plus, we're also going to find out what Ozempic is doing to people here.
I'm thinking I might get on the Ozempic.
We might. You might be interested in hanging around. We'll get to that coming up here within the next 30 minutes or so.
Mexican Americans don't like to get up early in the morning, but they have to, so they do it real slow.
she likes it when. How does a little bit of cash sound for you? Morning,
this
Z104.
Great.
You are caller Z. Who is this?
Oh, my. It's Tina Shields.
Oh, my. Is that
Oh,
my. Tina. Is that as excited as you can get when we're just telling you you just won $250?
It is. It's too early in the morning for me.
What are you? Now, are you at home? Are you at work? What are you doing?
I'm at home.
All right, I'm. All right, well then, look, you man, you just padded your bank account a little bit. You could actually just go back to bed and just lay on a cash pillow of cash.
I might do that.
Now, Tina, you can keep winning. You know that, right?
I know that, yes.
All right, well, you stick by the phone today, listen to the radio, because for sure, 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours, that's going to play again, and you could grab more cash.
All right, sounds great.
What are you doing for the weekend, Tina? Something wild?
Not me, no.
Because you can tell you are a wild one.
What's the wild?
Oh, I am.
Yeah, what's the wildest thing you're doing this weekend?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Drinking a cup of coffee. What do you,
if I do that, yeah.
What do you? What is your morning routine? Actually, what kind of gets you going?
Gatorade.
Oh, really?
You grab a swig of Gatorade. All right.
Yeah.
You are a wild chick.
You are crazy, Tina. You are
slow
crazy.
Down.
Whoa.
Slow down.
Whoa.
Are you in a relationship, Tina? Because I can only imagine how wild and crazy that is.
Well, I've been married for 38 years, yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Right. Some people don't make it that long.
Yeah.
But now, Tina, can you remember anything as far as your wedding gifts go? What is the wildest or weirdest thing that either you got for your wedding gift or that you have heard of somebody getting?
We got a toaster.
We got a couple of texts in. I got a machete, a roll of duct tape, and a box of condoms.
Okay.
It was from my husband's cousin as a joke, but still very memorable.
That's quite the combination.
Lisa Redford said, we got a stapler with a $20 bill in the box. Stapler's probably not quite enough, so we'll give him a little cash.
However, however, we need a stapler around the house, right?
Absolutely.
You know, who doesn't need that? Now, we also... Here's some of the other ones. They got a thread going on social media talking about this whole thing. Craziest wedding gifts that people have received. Here's some of the best ones.
A copy of Windows 95 for a wedding that took place in 2010.
Nice. A decorative wall fan made out of plastic forks, lace, and ribbons. It was not a joke. It was from an old lady at the groom's hometown.
Well, bless her heart.
Church put that together, her name is Forky.
How about this one? A 2-foot-tall ceramic cobra with ruby eyes.
Oh yeah,
that's something you want to put on the coffee table. That's an icebreaker
right
there.
Or in the RV.
Hey, where'd you get that cobra?
Put it out on the welcome mat of the RV. how about this? A big box of soap, like Dove soap. Now, what if it's not there? You know, I can see the value in a young couple, you know, getting stuff like that. But how do you know what soap they use unless you find out?
I don't think this one. Okay, go ahead.
I was just going to add to that real quick. Did you guys use the same soap?
Yeah. Irish Spring.
Did you start out doing that or did one person have to give in?
I don't think he cared what I bought. So I just got Irish Spring.
Okay.
I don't think he cared.
We grew up with Zest in our house. And honestly, now I can't remember. I think we did Irish Spring for a while, my wife and I. We just did because the bar of soap was the thing. Body wash really wasn't the thing.
No, did you get in a big fight over it? Did you have to make a conscious decision?
No, it just seemed like we just sort of ran with it. I was okay. Oh, you know what was another one? Shield. Wasn't there one called Shield?
I think so.
It was a blue and white stripe. We used that for a while. And let me tell you what sold me on it. And it was probably just a marketing thing. It was like they marketed it as an antiperspirant, a deodorant, something soap where, bacteria. It was like
antibacterial.
And I'm like, oh, this is the bomb.
Like Safeguard? Remember Safeguard?
Yeah. Yeah.
My mom was into that for a while.
This was the same kind of a deal where it smelled pretty good, but yet I thought this is what I could use on my butt crack.
I mean, now I don't think this one is bad. A hot dog toaster. The best part is this couple got divorced. They reconciled again and had a second wedding. The same person got them another hot dog toaster.
No way.
They did it on purpose because they thought it was funny.
Okay. That's actually not a bad little deal. That would be a good one, right? A salad shooter now, which is an electric slicer shredder that looks kind of like a hair dryer in a sense. Even better, it was a re-gift and had a note inside for the original recipient. It's like to Jane and John and Judy Judgerson or something. And they had that note inside.
Someone else got a salad shooter from a close friend. They said they were bummed because it was just a cheap plastic appliance. But 3 years later, they finally opened the salad shooter to try it out and found that the box was stuffed with $500 in cash.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
Oh, and then you never said thank you.
You never, yeah.
Thanks for the salad shooter.
Right.
We love it. But and they know you haven't used it because it was full of cash.
I mean, unless it was someone you've kept in touch with quite a bit. How would you even contact that person that gave it to you unless you knew who they were? But, of course, you would probably have to know who they were, right?
Probably nobody's got to live somewhere.
Nobody's going to give $500 in cash and not be a good friend. I wouldn't. I would, as a neighbor, I wouldn't go to a neighbor's wedding and go and give him $500 in cash. In fact, I wouldn't even go to a neighbor's wedding. here is another one, a gumball machine.
All right.
Again, kind of fun, but weird.
A red glass ashtray that looked like a
hooey.
Should I just say a Virginia? That looked like a Virginia.
I think you could say vagina.
A vagina.
On the radio.
Okay.
Radio.
A red glass ashtray that looked like a vagina.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Might as well call it what it is.
Yep. Kids, we all got to know what they're called.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, we've referred to the penis before, and so...
well, we certainly have, just about every day.
All right, well, what about a large dictionary? That is a beaut, right? Everybody needs a large... Because heaven forbid, you can't look anything up on your phone anymore.
Right. A half dozen engraved and embroidered gifts with the groom's name misspelled.
Oh, no.
They had Mark with a K instead of Mark with a C.
That's a bad thing. Especially when you've gone to that much trouble.
Yeah.
To embroider
something.
That's
a very personal gift. So it's really bad if you screw it up.
Yeah. A ceramic bust of the Virgin Mary that plugged in. A ceramic bust of the Virgin Mary that plugged in. The ceramic lamp of Jesus, Jesus's mom included a blue robe covering her hair and her hands in prayer formation. With a rosary between them, and then even if you think it's beautiful, that's the kind of thing a couple would need to pick out for themselves, I would imagine. But maybe it was something that was special to that certain person, and they passed that along.
Steve Keener says, we got two packs of 36 rolls of toilet paper.
Not a bad thing.
We gave some friends a pair of two-person underwear.
Now, you mean put two people into one pair of underwear?
Okay. Yeah. My mom told my aunt to get us a toilet seat.
We got a freaking microwave.
Wow.
We had a bunch of relatives that went in on and bought a Panasonic microwave that lasted us. I'll bet you that lasted us for 30 years. I mean, I haven't been married that long.
Those things weighed like 600 pounds.
Yeah, they did, actually.
My wedding gift, my wife's very LDS grandma gave us Astroglide lube and a sexy dice game as a joke, along with two bath towels. The lube still sitting under the bathroom sink as memory of her.
Oh, yeah.
And both of us could care less about using it.
You have to see behind the Relief Society president and what's really lurking there.
My wife's aunt gave us a cross stitch. She said my name was spelled wrong on the invitation. The invitation was correct. Told my wife we should hang it over the toilet.
Nice.
My husband's aunt gave us a board game so we could have game nights with our friends. It was an adult game, and we were slightly mortified.
I mean, I could see these as bachelorette parties and bachelor parties, stuff like that. But to give them as wedding gifts, that's a little interesting.
I don't know the story on this, but it says my niece was given a donkey. I mean, maybe they had
like
property
for real life
and
donkey?
They wanted a donkey and yeah.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
Mexican Americans love education, so they go to night school and they take Spanish and get a B.
Nathan Smith. That's what his mom calls him when he's in trouble. Bulletproof. Nate Smith on the Z. Good morning, everybody. Happy Friday. Feels good. Cinco de Mayo over the weekend here.
Mexican Americans don't like to just get into gang fights. They like flowers and music and white girls named Debbie too.
Hey, look at that.
I got a little shout out.
You got a little shout out on that one. Hang around this morning because we are going to be doing mariachi mashups.
Oh, okay.
A chance for you to kind of play along and guess those. Mariachi mashups.
Phil Ebertson, we got a wedding invitation, and on the gift registry, it asked for pads and male wipes.
Really?
Wow.
Like female hygiene pads?
Yeah, exactly.
Not brake pads.
No.
Okay.
Paulette DeRozier says, I got a Pyrex dish with someone else's name engraved on it. We got burial plots for my mother-in-law.
Great idea.
Mike and Bobby. That's a good one.
Isn't that a great idea?
I mean, it's kind of odd, but it's a good one.
And it's expensive.
We were given by my mother-in-law a vibrator. You kids are going to need some help.
Now, as a wedding gift?
Yeah, from the mother-in-law.
Wow.
Let's get you off to the right start here.
She's like, Judy. I'm not using this one anymore.
What's a hand-me-down? That's what you want. A hand-me-down.
Oh, I see what you did there. Hand
yeah.
me down.
Yeah.
Hey, what's your name? Hi, what's your name? Hello? Too late. Somebody's probably calling for something because we have a lot of crap to give away.
Yeah, we do.
Good crap. We're talking about George Strait tickets, Kenny Chesney tickets. We still have more cash to give away throughout the morning as well. Not only that, but we have Gundy the Greats in the house.
Okay.
We'll do a couple little rounds of that.
All right.
Coming up. Hey, why did the sad ghost use the elevator? Well, to lift his spirits. Ashley Cook. And just a song simply titled, Your Place, on Utah's number one country station, Z104. With Dave and Deb here, hanging with you on a Friday morning. Thanks for taking us along. You know, I think we've all heard of the little jingle, you know, Ozempic, you know.
Today's show is brought to you by Ozempic. Not only does it control your diabetes, help you lose weight, and improve your heart health, but its name is worth 22 points in Scrabble. Ozempic.
Heck yeah. Now there's even more benefits, or maybe not so much, in the area, the chestal area of women.
Women are reporting a new side effect that's being referred to as unpredictable Ozempic breasts. Some women say it's making their breasts sag, while others say it's making theirs balloon.
You know, the whole thing that makes this worth it is the way you say breasts.
Well,
on
you
air.
Know what? I would take it and mine would sag. What little there is.
Yeah.
Would, you know.
But it could balloon.
Well.
It could balloon. You have a 50-50 chance, maybe.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Saying there's a chance. Doctors say that the sagging is more common, though. Mm-hmm. Because as someone loses weight, fat tissue in their breasts also diminishes, makes them even smaller.
Most experts are surprised to hear that some women are having their chest grow in size with Ozempic. But here are a few possible explanations. Hormonal fluctuations in the body can cause temporary breast swelling or tenderness. It's possible it's just an optical illusion. because as people get skinnier, their breasts appear bigger. Either way, women say they're pleasantly surprised.
Oh, well, so it's like an optical illusion. Then,
yeah.
In a sense.
My breasts aren't bigger. I'm just skinnier.
So even on the male side of things, then, all I need to do is just work out my upper body and just leave my chicken legs to every, you know. Yep. And then it'll appear like I'm bigger on top.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it doesn't say anything about men. It just says women.
Yeah. No, I was talking about just working out. Just the perception of disproportionate body. But as most of you know, Ozempic is the semaglutide of the world that is. Did you hear the figures? In one quarter, $9.3 billion Ozempic pulled in. I mean, semaglutide and those products like that.
Wow.
That we're talking about one quarter, not annually, not over the last 5 years. Unbelievable. Over $9 billion reported profits from this semaglutide stuff. And, you know, some people are, you know, this whole thing was supposed to be for diabetics.
Is it in short supply still? And I
don't think so.
I'm kind of it seems to me
like everybody is seems like everybody's get. I heard it's expensive, but it seems to me like most people are able to get it, because now you've got the semaglutide and the tirzepatide, the two different kinds, and some people swear by semaglutide, some people swear by tirzepatide, and I'm no doctor, so I don't really know the difference. I know that tirzepatide is supposed to help in a couple of different ways, versus semaglutide just has a one way that affects you.
Well,
today's show is brought to you by Ozempic. Sorry about your diabetes, but I want to look skinny, damn it. Ozempic.
That's it. And hopefully I have bigger breasts.
Right. We got Cinco de Mayo coming up here on the weekend.
Mexican Americans don't like to go to the movies where the dude has to wear contact lenses to make his blue eyes brown. Cause don't it make my brown eyes blue? That's all I got. How do you like it?
Oh, good. That's good.
Love it. Enjoy your Cinco de Mayo coming up here on Sunday, May 5th. As we know and we have read earlier, Cinco de Mayo celebrates when the Mexican army defeated France in the Battle of 1862. They swore back then that they would always remember this day for the soldiers who died and the half-price margaritas they drank before they were shot. If you're not familiar, of course, with Cinco de Mayo, it's when you're supposed to eat 5 jars of mayonnaise.
Okay.
All right. So if you are wanting to do a little Mexican celebration, have you ever, mariachi bands, is it mariachi or mariachi? I don't know.
I think it's tomato, tomato. Mariachi.
Mariachi. Mariachi bands, they are so, and they have that huge guitar that looks like they're carrying a cello.
Yep.
On their chest. But they are so talented and so fun to listen to. So what we're going to do is we're going to do some mariachi mashups for you. You guess the mariachi, the song that is played by the mariachi band here, and we'll get you an all-day Lagoon passport, which is about $100 value. It's really awesome, and you'll be able to try to guess that and win. Start your dialing right now. You know what number to call. It is our famous number that our country singer here sings.
385-292-1043.
All right, try to guess what song this is that the mariachi band is playing. Be the first caller to guess it right, and you win.
I should not be left to my own devices. They come with prices and vices. I end up in crisis.
It's a waste of time.
I wake up screaming from dreaming. One day I'll watch as
you're leaving.
Okay, we're going to stop right there, see if anybody has it so far. Morning the Z. I know there's a little bit of a delay, but as it's coming across here. Morning. What's your name? They're actually
you gotta turn down your radio.
They're actually listening to it, see if they can catch it. Oh, do you know what song it is? Oh, they hung up. A lot of people are hanging up now. They're like, I'm out. I don't even know what it is. What's your name?
The lyrics, it's easy.
Yeah. What's your name?
Still with the lyrics, no idea. I don't even want to say my name. I'm embarrassed.
No idea. No, you shouldn't be. You shouldn't be. It's okay. It's all right. Try again, all right? Morning the Z, what's your name?
Travis.
Travis, what it is? What it is? What is it?
Left to My Own Devices, Pet Shop Boys.
No, actually.
No, but good guess.
But that is a good guess. All right, try again. Thanks, love you, bye. Morning the Z, do you know what it is?
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Hi, what's your name?
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's Anti-Hero by Taylor Swift.
That's it.
Yes.
Guys, nice
you
job.
Got yeah. tired of my scheming for the last time. It's me, hi, I'm the problem. It's me at tea time. Everybody agrees. I'll stare directly at the sun.
All right, good job. We will put you on hold here. We'll do one more, and then we'll sneak one in into the 8 o'clock hour as well. Here's the next one to play. It's Mariachi Mashup. We want to know if you can guess what song it is. We will clear the lines pretty much, except for the winner that we have on there. And listen to this one.
That's my flow. Oh. The waiter just took my table and they gave it to Jessica Sims. Shoot, I guess I'll go sit with drum boy. At least he'll know how to hit. Oops. But if your song's on the radio, then somebody's gonna die. I wanna get in trouble. My ex will start a fight. Na 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 na. We're all gonna.
You know what it is?
I do.
Yeah.
So what?
All right, so I'll stop it right there. We'll find out if anybody knows what it is. Morning, do you know what the second one is? Our mariachi mashups in celebration of Cinco de Mayo coming up on Sunday. What's your name?
It's Autumn.
Autumn, what is it?
It's by Pink, and I'm trying to think of the name.
Still a rock star. I got my rock moves, and I don't need you. And guess what? I'm having more fun. And now that we're done.
Oh, man. Are you? Can you think of it?
Yeah, hold on.
I gotta hurry and Google it. I've played all I can, Captain.
Dang it!
Try again.
We love ya.
Okay.
Morning the Z. Do you know what song that was?
Yeah, is it So What by Pink?
Yes.
There it is. You got it.
Who is this?
Kylie.
All right, hold on a second. You just got yourself an all-day Lagoon passport up there. Lagoon, tons of fun. And they are, of course, open on the weekends and pretty soon here. That pass will actually be good all the way through
Frightmares,
too, as well.
Morning shout-outs with Dave and Deb, Z104.
Okay, I've got a shout-out from Andrea George. She says, I want to give a shout out to my son, Alex. George, tell him how proud I am of him and wish him a happy birthday.
Love it.
So happy birthday. I know Alex, he's a great guy and a hard worker and doing some great things in the military.
Cool. Love that.
Lana Bingham, I have a shout out to Coulter Bingham. Congratulations on your new job. You're going to do great. Love you, buddy, from Mom. Shout out, happy 50th wedding anniversary to the coolest parents, Stephen and Barbara. What an accomplishment. We love you. Nikki Woolsey, happy 10th anniversary to my favorite and thankfully only husband, Michael. Thanks for dealing with my craziness. Stephanie Simpson, shout out to Heber Valley Elementary lunch ladies. We always love the lunch ladies.
Yeah, more tots, please.
Kelly Terry, shout out to Bridger Terry for his birthday tomorrow. Happy 21st. Also, shout out to Marshall Terry on Sunday. Happy 29th anniversary to us. Love you both so much. Peyton Oliver, shout out to my best friend, Bailey Bowles. Can't wait for our 10 plus concerts we have lined up this year. Shout out to Corey Nielsen. He's the most wonderful husband and father to our kids. Thanks for making our lives so much better. We appreciate you more than you could ever know. Have a really happy birthday today. Tracy Daly, shout out to the Rosencrantz family. Have a wonderful Mexican cruise. Love you guys.
Love that.
I want to wish a happy birthday to Huxley. He turned 7 today. We hope you have a great day at school. Can't wait to party. Love from mom and dad. Nanette Branchley says, shout out to my son Dennis and his wife Jacqueline. They were married on May 4th. And may the 4th be with you. Yeah. And happy anniversary.
Tomorrow.
Jason Atkinson, happy birthday to me tomorrow. Happy birthday to Rob Swenson, Courtney Quigg, Wyatt Walden, Jody Walk, Sheila Lund, Roger Mahoney, Candace Baptist, Susie Shoup, Amber Watts, shout out to my son for graduating from VU with his associate's degree and all of his friends from school. Shout out to Dammers and Noodles. Going to have a lit boys weekend from Jared Flam.
What is that? Is that a place to go to? Dammers and Noodles?
Or Noddles. I don't know if it's his friends. Shout out to Salt Lake City Community College graduates, Salt Lake Community College graduates, especially construction management. Janelle, happy birthday to our mama on Cinco de Mayo. Love Issa or Isa in Ireland. Happy birthday to my daughter, Jerrica. I love you. And anybody else having a birthday today, happy, happy birthday.
Yeah, and over the weekend as well. It sounds like we had some good shout-outs coming in here. And we've done fast, slow, we've done high yesterday. That was kind of painful. And today we're going to go low.
Okay.
You ready for our birthday?
I'm ready.
And we'll try to speed it up so it's not as painful as yesterday. You've had
a birthday, listener dear. Happy days will come to you all year. If I had a wish, then it would be a happy, happy birthday from the Z.
Morgan Wallen on the Z. Happy Friday.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
Going to throw a big party this weekend to celebrate.
Can I invite Mr. Potato Head here?
Sure, it wouldn't be a party without Potato Head.
Hey, maybe you're going to be planting some potatoes. If you get out and do your gardening, this weekend is great because tomorrow is World Naked Gardening Day. A good day to dig in the dirt in your birthday suit. Now, if you believe gardening is an activity best done in the buff, then this is a holiday for you.
Lawn service company Lawn Starter has ranked the best cities for naked gardening. They looked at things like nude gardener friendliness. Is that a carrot, or are you just happy to see me? Hello there.
Yeah, right.
Local interest, weather, and safety.
Okay, now after scores were all tabulated, researchers determined the best city for naked gardening is coming up in just a second. Let's start at number 10.
Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Then we've got Orange, California. You have to find some of these things that are somewhat warm.
Albuquerque, New Mexico.
I don't know if Pittsburgh is all that warm this time of the year. I don't know. Pasadena, California.
L.A. was number 6.
And then again, Asheville, North Carolina.
Austin, Texas was number 4.
New York was number 3.
Philadelphia came in 2nd.
And then Miami, number 1 for naked gardening. And I think that's just due to the fact there's a lot of old people that retire, and they probably just forgot to put on their pants. They're sure.
Let's see where Salt Lake City came in. We did have good lawn care, so we ranked high there. Still scrolling. Are they in the top 100? Still scrolling at this little chart I'm looking at.
Must be waiting. You know, I guess maybe naked gardening isn't as popular as we thought here in
Utah. We are not even in the top 200.
Huh. So, of the cities, right?
Yeah.
Well, all right. We could always change that. Farmington could be number 1.
West Valley City, 497th for nude gardener friendliness. Come on, West Valley. 118th in local interest, 35th in weather, and 401st in safety ranking for naked gardening.
All right. Such a weird holiday. Such a weird thing. World Naked Gardening Day. Just seems to me like there'd be just so many parts to deal with.
Yep.
While you're out there.
Yep.
Digging around and... But I know that I would need to move the Nightcrawler out of the way in order to...
Time now for Dave and Dab's Dump It or Dig It.
Dump It or Dig It brought to you by Baku e-bikes and scooters. And we've been sort of teasing this all week long. Miranda Lambert out with a new song called Wranglers.
Yeah, she debuted it last Saturday night on stage at Stagecoach. Miranda is back, like I said, with a brand new single and a brand new record label. Wranglers. It takes a long time to burn a pair of Wranglers is the message in the song. She said the song's female protagonist takes her power back by getting a little revenge on someone that did us wrong or hurt us. So we want to know what you think. Wranglers, Miranda Lambert, text us 385-292-1043. We'll pick somebody randomly to win tickets to see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. You know Ryan Bingham as Walker from the show Yellowstone.
Cool. Do I feel a little bit of a hate song coming on here? Is there a little bit of steam burning off in this?
Angry Miranda is back.
Yeah. You can also call that same number that you text, and that'll get you right here to the studio and vote on it. Miranda Lambert, Dump It or Dig It. Listen to that evil laugh, too, at the end of that. Miranda Lambert, Dump It or Dig It, Wranglers. We want to know what you think about it this morning.
We've got a bunch of texts coming in. Alex Anderson, digging it, humping on a Friday. Love Miranda. I'm here for burning all of his things. Amber Brandon, Dump It. It sounds like every other Miranda song, and I don't like it. Jared Flam, Kelly Terry says dig it. Zane is digging it. Christy Kelling, dump it. Kind of needs to speed up. I'm leaning towards dig, but not aggressively, Jared. I'm gonna hump this. Dump it. It sounds like every other Miranda song, but not. Oh,
is that the same one?
Yeah.
All right. Morning, the Z. Who is this?
Warren.
Hi, what do you think about it? Dump it or dig it?
Two digs and one dump.
Two digs, one dump. What's your name again?
Warren.
And what's your mom's name?
Michelle.
Mom. Okay. We appreciate you guys. Happy Friday to y'all. Love ya.
What's your name again?
Okay, morning the Z. What is your name? Hello? Too late. Morning the Z. Who is this?
Jeff.
Hi, what do you think, Jeff?
I dig it.
All right.
All right.
happy day to you, buddy. Okay, see you. Bye.
Digging it on a hump day Friday, Nathaniel Thompson. Christina, dump it, never been a Miranda fan. Dump it and all the women-hating men songs. If she keeps making music like this, she'll be looking for another record label. Dump it. I think it'll grow on me. Dig it from Brenda. Dig it. I love it. Brooklyn Goodwin says dig it. Michelle Spainhauer, Jenna Terrell, Chantel Kelly. When will our new artists realize don't fix what's broken? Get back to the good country of the 80s and 90s. So I'm not sure if that's a dump or a dig.
I'm not sure either.
Alice says dump it, not a fan. Stephanie Christensen, dig it. Byron, dig it. Dig it. I love Angry Miranda. This is Kylie, and I dig it. Julie Walker, dig it. Jessica Pay, digging it. Crystal Ellis. Lisa Redford, dig it. Love Miranda. Great song. Love her. She can be as mad as she wants. Andra says hump it. Mel Bernard, Tanner Harrison, Jen Vigil, Jennifer Perry, Brittany, Stephanie Kuhn says dump this. Crystal Heath, not my favorite. Becca Mahosky says dig it. Shane Shaw, digging it. Dump it. Beaner, Casey Heyman, terrible. Andrew Pace, double dump. Boo, Miranda.
Couple of calls still. Morning, what's your name?
Garbage Man Greg.
Garbage Man Greg, dude. What do you think?
I dig it.
All right.
I like it.
Thank you. Happy weekend.
Hey, happy weekend.
Thanks. Love you. Bye. Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it?
I'm going to dump it. This is pretty bad.
All right. What's your name?
Jared.
Thanks, dude. Happy Friday.
Thank you.
See ya. Bye. Morning the Z. Dump it or dig it?
Dig it.
All right, who's this?
Love, Miranda.
Okay.
JT.
All
right. Thanks, JT.
Thanks, man. Happy weekend. Love you. Bye. Well.
Molly Tonga, dig it. Anita Erickson, Stephanie Quinn, Shelley Schubert, Callie Gurman, Frosty says dig it. Johnny Burnside, dump it. It's awful. I'm going to say 70-30.
That's what I was thinking in my head.
70-30.
Not that it matters what I was thinking. I just actually was curious to see if I'd match you.
70-30 for the new single for Miranda Lambert called Wranglers.
All right. Cool. We'll roll the music. When the music stops, she's going to pick her winner over there by just scrolling with her finger, her white ivory painted fingernails on on the mouse. Do you paint your own nails or do you have people do it for you?
I do it myself. I'm too cheap. Every once in a while I'll splurge, though. Yeah. I always have them do my toes. Well, that's not true because I did them this time. I don't know. It's hit and miss.
Seems to me like you'd have people for that.
Sometimes I have people for that.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Except you do have one finger that's missing. I just noticed.
I know. It popped off this morning.
All right. Let's stop the music right here.
All right. Mark Daniels. Mark Daniels, you are the winner. You have tickets to see Ryan Bingham and the Texas Gentleman June 22nd at the Complex. It's all brought to you by Baku e-bikes and scooters.
Hey, big Mother's Day thing going on here. Mother's Day sale is going on now through May 12th. Can you believe we're only about a week away, a little over a week away from Mother's Day? You got to jump on this. This is an incredible deal. $200 off a new e-bike, or you can get $200 off of a new e-scooter as well. And when we talk about scooters, these are not like the little scooters that you used to buy at Walmart for 20 bucks. These are some incredible things. My gosh, I love my Mini Badger scooter. Both my wife and I buzz around on those and on our e-bikes as well. Get a new e-bike and get a free bike trailer of your choice. And you, if you haven't checked out these trailers, do so at Baku.com, BAKCOU.com, because you will be able to haul around your kids, or maybe if you're going back into the backwoods and hauling out an animal, or maybe you're just going and doing a little camping. They'll handle it all. Baku.com. Sleeve Rice and Drinking Buddies featuring Haley Winters and Nate Smith on that one together. Kind of a good Friday feel-good song for you. Gundy the Great coming up here before 8, before 9, sorry. Where are we at? It's before 9. And right now, we got another round of mariachi mashups. So if you can guess what song that I'm going to play here. Start your dialing now, though, because you want to be listening to it here with the... we probably have a little 20-second delay. And by the way, just a, probably a good reminder for everybody that when you ever do call the radio station, make sure you listen on your phone and not on the radio, because a lot of people will be listening on the radio and they'll go, well, I didn't hear him answer the phone. I'm listening to the radio. Because of that delay, you'll want to just listen to your phone so we don't miss you when we say too late. You ready? Here we go. This one is...
I know amazing grace, but I ain't been living them words. I swear I spend more Sundays from golf my ass than I have in church.
Y'all should know this one.
Yes.
James only been saving dust on the nightstand, and I don't know what to say by the time I fold my hands. I only pray when I ain't prayers.
All right, there, we'll stop it right there. A couple of people dropped off here, so we'll see if we can't grab more on the Z. It seems like you were one of the first. Well, nope, they dropped off as well. So let's try this one. Morning, do you know what it is?
Hey, Need a Favor by Jelly Roll.
Nice job, buddy.
Yeah, winner.
Let's go ahead and play the rest of it.
I only talk to God when I need a favor, and I only pray when I ain't got a prayer. So who the hell am I? Who the hell am I to expect a savior? Oh, if I only talk to God when I need a favor, God, I need a favor. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And amen. And good job. What is your name?
It's Kyle.
Kyle, you just scored yourself an all-day Lagoon passport.
All righty.
You can use it any day this season. What are you doing for Cinco de Mayo? Anything?
Yeah, nothing planned. Just hanging out with kids, I'm sure.
Not even like a nacho?
Yeah, maybe do a taco bar or something.
Oh,
yeah,
perfect.
That'll be fun. All right, we appreciate you playing along here. We're also going to do a little normal or nope. While you're on the line, we might as well. Normal or nope? Drying yourself completely. I'm going to pull Lee in here, too, on this one if she wants to comment. Drying yourself completely after having a shower.
Normal
for me.
This one goes on to say, my boyfriend only dries a little and says that's what clothes are for. And then, but I argue that that's what the towel is for. I can't stand clothes sticking.
I can't either.
And I think it's weird. Am I normal for drying myself off fully?
No.
I think that's a normal, don't you guys? Normal or nope?
It is for me.
And you say also, Kyle, it's normal for you? Did you say your name is Kyle?
Absolutely. Yeah, Kyle.
Normal. Lee, do you have a comment on that one? Normal or nope? Or nope.
How about
this one? Normal or nope? Rinsing your mouth out after brushing your teeth. Now, we've talked about this one before.
I'm not saying it's abnormal. It's not normal for me. I don't do that.
It's normal for me. I usually always rinse out my mouth after brushing. What about you, Kyle?
Yeah, mouthwash.
Do you do mouthwash after you brush?
Yep.
Oh. Well, that's probably a good idea. How come we've never... we don't hear much about that. You brush, you floss. I guess you would. How often do you floss, Kyle?
Every day, every morning.
Good for you. I suck at that. I might do it maybe every other day or something. I really should. Deb flosses every hour.
Like three times a day.
Yeah, seriously. She's like the floss queen. We were told by, this one says, I was told by my dentist that you're meant to just spit out the excess toothpaste, leave the rest in your teeth, which is what Deb was talking about. And have I been cleaning my teeth incorrectly my whole life? So you say you do mouthwash. We have three different answers. I rinse out, and Deb actually just spits and leaves the rest of the stuff in there. Let's squeeze in one more here. Normal or nope? Cutting a pizza with scissors.
No, I don't. I've never done that.
Kyle?
No, nope.
I use a pizza cutter, right?
Yeah.
Seen a few people do this.
Or just rip it.
Yeah, and thought that they were crazy the first time I saw it. But the pizza always looks so perfectly cut afterwards if you cut it with scissors. So. Just don't use your mom's Ginger scissors that she uses for sewing.
Your pinking shears?
Those were off limits.
Yep, because they ruin when you use them on stuff.
Oh, man, my mom protected those like nothing else. And, man, if I ever got caught, I mean, she was a sweetheart. I mean, she never really did anything, but she'd be like, David.
Those are my best scissors.
Those are my best
scissors. Don't use those.
Don't mess up my Ginger scissors. Do you guys purposely eat fiber so you can ship better?
you know me and my apple a day, David.
Yeah.
Yep.
You must be doing that before I get off or before I get here.
Now I'm doing it when I get home because it's very effective and I want to be home.
Oh.
But you know,
within an hour's worth of effectiveness?
Yeah, probably.
Wow.
But you know, when you go to get a colonoscopy and you have 8 polyps and the doctor says you really need more fiber, I got to take that seriously.
Yeah.
So
have you considered eating toothpicks?
No, no.
Ouchers.
Yeah. No, the apple is delicious, but.
That does sound about the best way that I feel like I could get my fiber would be apple. Now I do try to buy, I'm like the old man guy. I try to buy cereal that has fiber in it.
Oh, you're a fiber cereal guy, huh? Yeah,
kind of. Except the ones that are, it's really hard to find a good fiber cereal that doesn't taste like pressed cardboard.
You know what I mean? Oatmeal. Oatmeal is great.
Yeah, that is good.
Cracklin' oat bran is delicious, but it has a lot of carbs. Right?
It does.
Yeah.
Yeah, tons of carbs.
Because it has all that nice, nummy, honey.
And same with oatmeal. You know, oatmeal, if you buy the maple, flavored.
You got to get the rolled oatmeal.
Yeah, but then how do you sweeten it?
Put your own sweetener in it.
Like honey or something that would be not so.
I have like instant oatmeal here, in the office.
Yeah.
But it's not sweetened with anything.
Oh, it just sounds so bland.
But it has fiber in it. And you just add your own goody-good.
Normal or nope, eating food you know is going to make you go to the bathroom. But you know that because it will be good for you. Living on the edge, normal or nope, eating foods that you know are high content fiber. Normal to me.
Just stay away from cola.
The only thing I do is the apple thing.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the other answer.
Yeah. It's all the same question. Sorry, I was tying it all in. It was one of those questions where I was finally going on with normal or nope. And you know, obviously this is an old person thing.
Because I think green bananas guys have fiber in them.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think so.
Just the green banana, more fiber than when they turn yellow?
I think so. I think that.
Just because it's harder to break down?
Yeah, harder to break it down.
There you go. That's a lot of shipping talk right there.
Yep.
We are going to be right back. We also are going to get into Gundy the Great here towards the top of the hour. And more ways for you to just play along and have fun. We also have a chance for you to win a George Strait or Kenny Chesney tickets still to come. So be listening for the cue to call on that one as well. Mostly sunny now as we start to see this storm move out of the area. We'll hit a high this afternoon of 59 degrees and sunny and much warmer tomorrow with a high of 78.
Right now it's 43 and cloudy downtown.
That is Jelly on the Z and a chance for you to win right now as we hit the phones. You are caller Z. What is your name?
Janet Stark.
Hi, Janet. You got through as caller Z. You know what that means?
Hopefully
actually, I'm going to King George.
It is. Pick your ticks. What do you, I take it you want to go to George Strait, right?
I do. Awesome.
You are going to George Strait free on the Z. And not only George, but you're going to see Little Big Town and Chris Stapleton. June 29th, Rice-Eccles Stadium. It's all part of King or Kenny all week long. We'll do it again in the 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. hours today. But Janet, no need to worry. You're going free on the Z.
Hey, hey, hey.
You're our latest winner.
Hey, hey, hey.
All right.
My weekend.
Oh, hey, yes. Man, we are so happy for you. And you sound like you're super happy as well.
Oh, I am. I have been trying forever, so thank you.
What are you doing this weekend? Are you doing anything for Cinco de Mayo?
Not really. Going to go watch grandkids play baseball.
Oh, fun. Hopefully the weather is good.
Should
for that.
Be. Yeah, it should be, unless they're playing in between church meetings on Sunday, then you might get rained out.
Yeah, I don't think that will happen.
Okay, well, congratulations to you. We're so happy for you, and... I guess persistence pays off. Have you been trying for a minute to try to win these?
Oh, yes, I have. Every day.
That is so good to hear, and we appreciate you taking us along each and every day as well. Hold on a second, and we will get some more information from you, okay?
All right. Thank you. Just have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Just one little last shout-out to the radio station that gives away the most concert tickets to everybody.
Z104, Dave and Deb. You're the best.
You're the best. Aww. Happy Friday to you. Hold on. All right. We want to do a round of Gundy the Great. You ready?
Okay, ready.
Okay. Now, I only have two envelopes again because it was a little bit of a short night. So,
all right.
That's what she said. Okay, you ready?
Ready.
The answer. Now, in case people aren't familiar with Gundy the Great, it's a little spinoff of back in the day with Carnac the Great. And I have the answer written on the outside of the envelope. You try to guess the question, okay?
Okay.
McDonald's, Burger King, and Five Guys.
Name a clown, a king, and I don't know.
You're getting, I was going to say you're close, but it's, hello.
Yeah, Dave, open the envelope first.
I made it up, but I guess I got to make sure I read it the way I made it up here, okay? It says, name two hamburger chains and then what you would see on a normal night inside Madonna's bedroom.
Oh, my God. Okay. Yeah, I pretty much would have never gotten that one.
Okay, here's the next one and the last one. Aren't you happy for that?
Yeah.
The answer on the outside of the envelope is Ryan Seacrest.
I have no idea.
It's okay.
A radio host.
With the most. A
radio
toast.
Host, a TV host. I don't know.
What does Ryan see when he goes down the toothpaste aisle in a grocery store?
Ryan Seacrest.
How late was it when you
did
that,
Dave? It was late. But do you guys want to play just a little quick couple rounds of horse or hooker? Because the Kentucky Derby's coming up this weekend.
Oh, yeah. Heck yes, I do.
You know?
Yeah.
It's... it's always a fun little game that we play. Derby.
Gather the kids around. We're going to play horse or hooker.
It is. Yeah. It's a now, the Derby, of course, Louisville live from Churchill Downs. And here we go. Diamond Dan. Horse.
I'm going to say horse.
Horse.
Hooker.
No way!
Yes,
Diamond
way.
Dan is a
Diamond
hooker?
Dan.
Danielle, Danny,
yep.
I guess.
Oh.
Okay. Dave knows. Oh, yeah, that was her name.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Unless it was a dude. I guess a dude could be a hooker.
Yeah, I guess in a way, yeah.
Or
how about
a gigolo,
this one?
Whatever you want to call him.
Brad Cox.
That's, you know, I'm going to say it's a horse.
I'm going to say horse.
Okay. It is actually a horse. It's actually a trainer in the horse side of it, too.
Okay.
It's a trainer.
All right.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Speaking of, let's put this one in there. Lemon muffin.
I'm going to say a horse.
I'm going to say a hooker.
Yeah, it's a horse, actually. Oh. Lemon muffin.
Oh, weird.
How about Bobby Butts?
Oh, Bobby Butts. I'm going to say hooker.
Lee?
Horse.
It is actually a hooker on that one. we'll throw in some more here in just a little bit.
Bobby Butts.
Bobby Butts. Hey, I'd like to
okay
get lined up. Lovely Lola. How's that one?
I'm going to say horse.
I'm going to say horse, too.
It's actually a hooker.
Oh,
really no. No.
It's so obvious, I guess, that you probably thought maybe it was the other way around. How about this one? Just Steal.
Horse.
Horse.
Yeah, got that one right. Here's Epic Ride.
Horse.
Horse. Yeah.
It is a horse. All right. We'll, I want to save a few more here for just a little bit.
All right.
It is the weekend, and I was just going to wish Lee a happy weekend before you took off. You're back at 4 o'clock this afternoon.
I am. Happy weekend, guys.
Yeah, happy weekend.
Soak up some vitamin D this afternoon and tomorrow. We're looking at 59 today and 78 tomorrow.
Right now, it's 44 and cloudy downtown. The old man, this is the day in the
life of a rodeo man. Would you eat you gonna, if I asked you, would you wanna be my baby tonight? I don't know why it is that sticks in my head. I cannot hear that song without singing that other one. Rodeo Man, Brooks and Dunn. Garth Brooks and Ronnie Dunn on that one here. On the Z, morning, happy Friday.
It's the 150th running of the Kentucky Derby. Which horse will win? Who cares? You just want to make fun of a bunch of white people literally playing the race card. Wide-brimmed hats with fruit?
Stupid.
A fedora bursting in feathers?
Why?
A sun hat with a beaded veil that says, I'm mourning a drag queen?
Taggy.
Yes, the Kentucky Derby. Dumb hats. Tiny guys in neon. And horses with no clue what is going on. Is this on NBC?
Or asses?
No, I had a lot of money. My gosh, a lot of money involved in the old Kentucky Derby. Those horses worth millions. Can you imagine just the insurance policy that you'd have to have on one of those big horses like that? Can you imagine the insurance policy you would have to have on a lady of the night? Horse or hooker?
Okay.
Kentucky Derby.
All right.
Ready?
Ready.
Anastasia.
Oh. Horse.
It's a hooker.
Of course it is.
how about this one? Tappet Janali. Janali.
Tappet Janali? A horse.
I think it's Tappet Janali, maybe.
A horse.
Yeah, it is. Tap into that. How about this one? Torpedo Anna.
Horse.
That one's a horse, too. Good job. You know your horses. How about this one? Analyst. I have to be careful how you say that, because it's... Anyway. Analyst.
How do you spell it?
A-N-A-L-Y-S.
Oh.
Now, I didn't want to say analyst.
I'm going to say horse.
It's actually a hooker.
Oh, my gosh.
How about this one? Fiona's Magic.
A horse.
That is a horse. Roxy Rocks.
Hooker.
Yeah. I think we about went through the list there.
Okay.
So I would imagine at this point, somebody would probably be singing this.
Oh, please, for the love, can we talk about something else?
All right, yeah. We will. Fine. Let's talk about this person who took a big bite out of a package of bacon at the grocery store. Now, I don't know if you're one of those people that... Do you ever open something inside the grocery store?
No.
Never? You've never opened up, like, say, for instance, you have a...
I don't think I have.
A splitting, and you, well, what I'm saying is you'll still pay for it. I'm not saying...
Yeah, no, I get that. But I just don't think I've ever...
Not even a soda.
Say, I might have done a soda one time, but I just don't do that.
Yeah?
I don't think it's wrong. I just don't do it.
Especially if you're, you know,
paying for it, it's fine.
The tricky part becomes if it's like a can of something. Like, say, for instance, you opened an energy drink or something. Then, yeah, it's a little tricky to scan it. You know, you got to make sure that you, if you haven't finished it or anything. Well, somebody posted an image on social media that they actually took a big old, looks like somebody opened a package of bacon, took a bite out of the corner, and left it like that, just like one slice, a whole stack.
It's possible.
It's raw.
Yeah, it's possible this is a stunt. Or there is some other explanation for the mouth-sized hole on the corner of the bacon package. It's also unclear if and how the packaging was disturbed. The person implies that they bought it without realizing the bite at first. So if it was resealed, it might not have been a shopper. Someone else in the process was the culprit.
But some of the commentators or commenters, I guess, wouldn't think. I guess this didn't turn into a sports show. commenters think that it was just a normal part of the manufacturing cutting process that just happens to look like a bite mark and hasn't.
The grocery store hasn't commented on it.
Haven't commented on it. I have had a couple of items. Now, would you help me out? Would you take it back or not? This is one of those things where. I got a box of Rice Krispie squares. They were individually wrapped. They were the cinnamon toast crunch.
So this really happened to you?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're the cinnamon flavored. You remember how we were talking about those cinnamon sugar Rice Krispies?
Yeah.
And how delicious they were?
Yeah.
I went and bought a box of them. And half of them were the seal didn't work on the wrapper of the thing. So literally, I think there was like 6 of them or 12 of them in there. And I think 6 of them were the seal on the individually wrapped thing just didn't. You could tell it was a manufacturer thing, but
yeah,
they were rock.
I'm still taking them back.
They were hard as a rock.
Yeah.
Half of them were hard. So you are taking it back.
Yeah. If they're all open, I'm taking them back because first of all, they're going to be stale. And I don't know that anybody's been messing with them, but they're going to be stale.
Well, they were. They were super.
And
they
rock
were like
hard.
Rock hard. And,
yeah.
And they were, it would be just like literally half of them were not even eatable. You couldn't even, bite into them. Now, I also bought a snack mix, and this is an incredible snack mix, by the way. Tell me how many of these you like. Snickers, regular Snickers.
Yep.
Snickers with almonds.
Yep.
And then the peanut butter Snickers.
Yep.
I think that's all that's in there. I think it's those 3 that are in there. Opened up a bag of those. I think there's like 40-something pieces in it. I can't remember. A big bag of them, which, by the way, they're not cheap anymore. I paid like 13 or 14 bucks for these.
Everything costs so much.
Sheesh.
We got burgers.
But anyway, a third of them were mushed. I don't know if the machine screwed up, but they were mushed. The candy bar was out of,
Did you take them back?
I'd take them back. Okay.
Yeah.
What about if you bought a Little Giant ladder at Costco and it doesn't have the leveling? It doesn't have the leveling legs, and you
want
to take it back?
Give it to your son and buy the ladder you want. Get the ladder with the leveling legs.
Don't take it back.
No.
Come on.
No.
All right. What were you gonna say? You said you acted like you had something on your mind.
I was just gonna say we went over the weekend and got burgers, 2 kids meals, 2 adult burger meals. It was $50. I was like, what the?
Do you want to say where, or do you all right.
But. It is a specifically burger place where the potatoes are really fresh. And
oh, In-N-Out Burger?
No.
No. 5 Guys.
I'm not going to tell you.
5 Guys.
I'm not going to tell you. but I was just like, holy crap. And
yeah.
We got, you know, nothing,
it doesn't
but,
take much.
Nothing but burgers and drinks and fries.
Kids meals. Are like $7 and $8 now.
$50.
It's almost like twice as much just because, just because everything else is going up. Why not, right?
Right.
Battle of the Sexes coming up here at the bottom of the hour and a chance for you to win. We're on our way back. Keith Urban and Messed Up Is Me, his latest here on the Z. Now, Look, if you mentioned Keith Urban, I would say that he would be at the top of the list of a lot of people that are like, oh, yeah, I love Keith Urban. Even celebrities. There is a list they put out here, and it was done by Taste of Country, of course, and they were celebrities who love... Now, this is just a narrowed down list. I'm sure there's many celebrities that love country music, but... Here are seven of them.
Last week, we learned The Rock was a big country music fan. He did a video with Chris Jansen. There are more celebrities that love listening to country music. Reese Witherspoon. She was born in Louisiana, was raised in Nashville, so it makes sense. She's also executive produces a country music reality TV show called My Kind of Country alongside Kacey Musgraves.
A little bit of a side note, too, when you were talking about Dwayne The Rock Johnson, we'll be talking about how you can get guac on the rock. How you can get some free guac.
On the rock.
On the rock. On him. Now, this is Taylor Sheridan. Not real surprising that, you know, many country singers put he puts in his shows. It's no shock that he's the creator of Yellowstone, of course, with a big one, big country music fan. I think, of course, we talked about Ryan Bingham, Walker, in there, Lainey Wilson.
That's how she got on the show. She went up when they were filming. It was during COVID. And she went up there and stayed for a week or two and performed for the staff. And Taylor Sheridan was so impressed with her and her personality that he put her on the show.
It's so cool. And so that one's kind of really not too surprising because he is the backbone to a lot of shows like that.
Jimmy Butler, not only a basketball player, a star basketball player for the Miami Heat, but he's also an aspiring country singer.
Now I'm trying to think of some of the other ones. Now Thurl Bailey sings.
Yeah.
He does he does a little bit of country as well. As far as an NBA singer, Shaq has done his little spiel, tried to do a little bit of Shaq rap. Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Former NBA player. Kendall Jenner, huge Chris Stapleton fan, and loves Kacey Musgraves too, even though there was fake beef between them. I think they started a little thing but it wasn't for real.
Matthew McConaughey, before Dazed and Confused, Matthew appeared in Trisha Yearwood's video, Walk Away Joe.
Matthew McConaughey. Oh, yeah. And then Stephen King. Now, Stephen King used to have a column for Entertainment Weekly where he routinely praised country music artists.
And Chris Pratt. Chris used to listen to Eric Church to get pumped up for his role in Jurassic World.
There you go. Just kind of some fun.
Oh, yeah.
Fun little list to pass along to you. Seven celebrities that love country music. I don't know how much you... I suppose you can tell that what's her name... Gail King is a big country fan because she's all over the place.
What's her name?
Yeah. that one right there. What is homesteading? If I were to ask you that question, what is homesteading? What does that mean to you?
Well, I think it's you find a piece of ground or you build your home and improve the land or unimprove the land, if that's how people look at it. But I would just say it's you find a piece of land and put your home on it.
And maybe even go as far as having it be self-sustaining, maybe, sort of.
Yeah.
Maybe some of the pioneers came across. This usually means that, you know, you grow your own food, you raise your own livestock
on
your own land.
So I'm totally wrong, because homesteading is the act of living self-sufficiently.
I think that was a pretty decent explanation, though. I mean, it wasn't, but... Full commitment to all that is impressive if not overwhelming. But most of us want to live fully off the grid, though. Don't want to live off the grid. And I would be okay with that.
Living off the grid?
Man,
if I had a chance, I wouldn't.
I would be okay with that.
Here's a list of ways you can experience homesteading no matter where you live. Reduce your waste and footprint. You can compost your kitchen scraps, grass clippings, and old leaves, reuse it in your garden or donate it, also using eco-friendly reusable bags, and then switching to homemade cleaning products.
Okay. Wasn't it Chancey Williams that we talked to and has a ranch up there in, is it Montana, that he They're off the grid.
He
totally said, he says, if you come up here, there's no cell phone, no nothing, you know? I mean, so that would be the downside, is if you wanted to keep in touch with family or something like that. It'd be fun to live off the grid for a minute, for a little bit, you know, but then it would get old. Grow vegetables or herbs in containers on a windowsill, specifically sprouts. Make great additions to your salads and your meals.
Practice canning. My mom always, she was a canner.
Yeah, same with mine.
I don't think I've ever canned anything, but you can buy vegetables and go to work and do some canning.
Bottle up. Learn how to sew. Make your own clothes. Man, these are really, this
well,
is.
Well, I would look ridiculous if I did that.
You know, I could see you as an Amish person.
No way. I love technology. Support local farmers and businesses that grow their food organically. We in the summer try to go up and farmers markets. Right. We went up to Perry to the fruit stands on Highway 89 and bought a bunch of homegrown fruit and vegetables.
Yeah. Did you hug a tree while you were
No,
at it?
No.
Learn how to bake from scratch.
Okay.
I mean, we're talking about from scratch. Like, we're not talking about pre-mixed stuff that you add water to pancake mix. We're talking about flour, you add everything, you know.
Take a moment in your day to disconnect from the modern world. Turn off all your devices and go take a walk.
Cool. There you go. That is what is homesteading is all about. And we have Battle of the Sexes ready to roll here. Let's get on the phones and have you start calling. And start your dialing, win something kind of cool. Here we go.
And now, a game that pits man against woman. Play Battle of the Sexes with Dave and Deb. Call now to win. 385-292-1043. 385-292-1043.
All right, we have tickets for the Ute Stampede Rodeo. This is for Wednesday night, July 10th, down in Nephi. This is the Extreme Bulls night. The first night they've had, or first year they've had Extreme Bulls on the Wednesday night performance. Thursday night is family night. Friday night is military night. Get your tickets at utestampederodeo.com. But these are for the Extreme Bulls night on Wednesday, July 10th.
I thought that happened anytime I opened my mouth.
Extreme Bull.
Uh-huh. Who is this? Hi, what's your name? Oh, they hung up. Morning of the Z, what is your name?
Teresa.
Teresa?
Teresa?
Uh-huh.
All right.
Okay, Teresa, are you with us?
Uh-huh.
All right. Okay. Hold on a second here. What are you doing right now, Teresa?
Driving back to West Valley from Riverton.
Right on.
All right.
Is that part of your work, or are you just kind of out cruising around?
No, it's part of work. We deliver flowers.
Oh,
nice.
All right. Hold on just a second here. We'll get you a dude. Okay. Born of the Z, are you a dude?
Yes, I am.
What's your name?
My name's Tony.
Tony.
Tony and Teresa. Teresa, have either one of you won in the last 30 days?
No.
I've won money.
No, that doesn't count.
50, does that count?
Nope. Okay. Okay, nope, Teresa.
Money's a free-for-all.
Teresa, today is No Pants Day. In what movie does Tom Cruise famously dance in just his tidy whities? Risky Business, Top Gun, or Mission Impossible?
Top Gun.
Risky Kay. Business.
Now, just a little hint here. Y'all might want to turn your radios down a little bit. It's getting a little confusing in the background there if you want to. Then listen to the phone and not your radio. Tony, here is your question. National Textile Day. Chambray is similar to, but not the same as, which of these textiles? Silk, angora, or denim?
Denim.
Denim, you got it.
Right. Teresa, if a college athlete wants to transfer to another school, they enter what? Transfer window, transfer portal, or transfer matchmaker?
Transfer matchmaker?
Transfer portal.
It sounds so futuristic, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, step into this little tube and we will transport
sounds
you.
Sounds very Chad Daybell.
Yeah, it really does.
He would talk to Lori through the closet portal.
Oh, is that the weirdest thing going on? My wife is all over now.
It's
it is
so
just.
Weird.
And again, I hope they all burn in hell.
Me too. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. Tony, which of these celebs recently said that she had her first alcoholic drink at age 50? Eva Mendez, Tyra Banks, or Amy Adams?
Amy Adams.
Tyra Banks.
All right, Teresa, you got to get this one. What tool is used to create holes in wood, metal, or other materials with a rotating bit? Socket wrench, hammer, or drill?
A drill.
Yes.
You got it. Now, however, you can still pull ahead and win this one, Tony, if you get it. If not, we end up in a tie. Here's your question. Reverse French, dip powder, and paraffin are types of what? Manicures, cake decorations, or sewing stitches?
Manicures.
Yep, you got it.
All right, Tony, you're the winner.
You edged it out, bud.
Teresa, thanks for playing. Tony, you're going to Extreme Bulls on July 10th at the Ute Stampede Rodeo, all right?
All right.
Yeah, you got it. Thanks for playing along. Happy Friday and happy weekend to all y'all.
Thanks.
Okay.
Right away, waiting on a good night kiss.
There you go. It is Brett Young and Sleep Without You. You ready for a makeup or breakup?
Yes.
Okay, this letter came in. Dear Dave and Deb, my boyfriend and I dated for almost 2 years. He joined the Army, headed out to boot camp. I told him I would wait for him to get back, but he thought it would be better to break up and that he did not love me the way I love him. He just sent me a letter from boot camp saying he misses me and is very sorry for how he acted and that he doesn't and that he does love me. How should I react to this? Will he want to get back together when he comes home? Is he just homesick and that's why he feels this way right now? Is he, you know, is he doing this so I don't date other people? Confused is how they were signing the email.
I just say, just do what you want to do. Just date and do what you want to do. And then when he gets home, handle it and see how you feel.
But
you don't need to be exclusive to him while he's gone. And he's,
well, especially when he kind of said that, you know?
Yeah, no.
And then it's like he gets out there and it kind of does sound like he might be just a little homesick going, well, I think maybe.
You just do you and you've figure out. You just be you.
Not personal advice, Deb.
How you would like. And then when he gets home, you can figure it out. But you don't have to be exclusive to him. Do you think?
No. No, yeah. I think it's right. I think it's one of those things where, especially where he set the... Look, if they would have 100% agreed with each other, if you would please, if you'd please wait, we'll keep in touch. And she says, I'll wait, you know, and if they, you know... I mean, if it was 100% agreeable before he left, but it wasn't. He kind of made his bed a little bit by saying, look, I don't really love you the way that you love me.
Even then, you can Dear John him if you find somebody better.
Yeah. Have you ever Dear John somebody?
No. I mean, I had somebody that wanted to get married, and I just said, no way. We don't even know each other, hardly.
Yeah, but if he has a revelation, though, Deb.
That's what he said.
Yeah, you need to go along with
it. That's what he said.
You have no say in it. You just need to go along with it.
No, sir.
Hey, our local boy, Posty. My gosh, this guy is just, it just seems like he's talented in whatever he does. But it's fun to talk about how he has been crossing over, doing a lot of stuff. It looks, they've come up with the top 10 best country covers that Post Malone has done. And we'll start with number 10 here. This whole list was put together by Country Rebel.
Now, he did a duet with Sarah Evans, Suds in the Bucket. It was super fun. Number 9, Don't Take the Girl by Tim McGraw. One More Last Chance by Vince Gill. Brad Paisley joined him at Stagecoach for that one. I'm Gonna Miss Her by Brad Paisley. Also a duet with Brad. He brought Dwight Yoakam out to the stage and did Little Ways. He did Check Yes or No by George Strait. Be My Baby Tonight. Chattahoochee by Alan Jackson. Brad Paisley came out and played guitar on that one. Three Wooden Crosses by Randy Travis. It was a heartfelt moment. And Who's Your Daddy by Toby Keith. That performance tore the house down. Probably people missing Toby Keith and loving that post. He kind of did a little tribute to him.
Yeah, I can kind of see that.
Said Dave.
Oh, man. Good old Toby. Post Malone, though, of course, involved right now, I think most recently with Morgan Wallen.
Yeah, we'll have the new single next, I think next Thursday, maybe Friday. But it's the I Had Some Help song. It's really a good one.
Ah, very cool.
It's very exciting.
And I know that they've been working on the video as well. We'll slide in a few little leftovers coming up after the break. All right, here we go.
Yeah, you're going to be at Strong BW this afternoon.
Yep, live 3 to 5 doing the thing and giving the Dave deal out, the $500 for some free swag, a chance for you to win some Brooks and Dunn tickets just to swing on by and take advantage of some of their brand new incentives and all of that fun stuff at Strong BW.
Don't forget the Instant Cash Song of the Day today is She Likes It by Russell Dickerson featuring Jake Scott. It played in the 7 a.m. It will also play in the 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. hours. Caller Z, when you hear it, wins $250 in cash. Not a national contest. Local live cash.
There you go.
Coming from the radio station.
Also, we are rolling out a lot of tickets here. George Strait, Kenny Chesney, and all you have to do is just pick your ticks. That's it. Comes up again in the 11 a.m. hour, the 2 p.m. hour, and the 5 p.m. hour. We did it in the 8 a.m. hour. But those are those last 3 hours that you have a chance to pick your ticks. Of course, George Strait, June 29th, Kenny Chesney, July 16th.
Don't forget the Second Chance Prom, sponsored by Strong BW, happens 2 weeks from tomorrow at the Doubletree Suites downtown Salt Lake City. Suites are on sale. You can grab yourself a suite so you can come to the prom and then just go upstairs and snooze. You can also just buy tickets, $10.43. All proceeds go to I Care for Kids. DJ Thunder's going to be there, and we'd love to see you there, too.
Yeah, that'll be incredible. Did we talk about the mystery sound? I can't remember if you said. That's coming up in an hour from now at 10:50. $164, and that all of that can be found on the website as well. You can listen to the sound. You can take a look at the previous guesses and the clues, and then maybe you'll be able to snag that cash, $164, to go out and spend this weekend. This kind of a fun, unique weekend with it being May the 4th be with you
and
tomorrow.
And Cinco de Mayo.
Cinco de Mayo.
I've got a bad feeling about this.
As always, party responsibly. We would love to see you as we will be back at the crack on Monday.
But tune in anyway.
This is the end.
Show's over.
Okay, show's over.
Show's over.
See you next week, everybody.